Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Lieutenant Commander Matthew Chase. First of all, I'd like to welcome our guest, General Dempsey. He has joined us today, here in the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Today I'd like to brief you on the operation in Purwan that was conducted by Afghan National Security Forces and Coalition Forces. We all know that the operation in Parwan is currently under investigation. We are analysing the planning and conduct of the mission. And, most importantly, we are looking into the cause of accidental deaths of civilians during the action. As you know, this is what has sparked most controversy. I'd like to present some facts and clear up any of your doubts. Okay, let me start from the reasons why the operation was necessary. In October, the provincial governor of Parwan asked for help in the Korband district. He said that insurgents in his area had become very active. They threatened the local population and repeatedly attacked Afghan forces. Increased security in the region was particularly important because of the upcoming national elections. And, due to the security threats, the district wasn't able to support polling stations. The situation was getting out of control. As a result, the Ministry of Defense called a clearing operation in the district. The mission was led by commandos of the 6th Special Operations Kandak. The Afghan commandos were supported by ISAF advisers. Soon after the Afghan troops entered Korband, they received small arms fire from the insurgents. As they moved further through the province, the attacks intensified. That resulted in the deaths of one ISAF service member and one Afghan soldier. The worst thing was that the enemy forces were firing from civilian houses. That put at risk civilians in and around the buildings. As you can see, the enemy tactics put us in a very difficult situation. By that time, the Afghan battalion was suffering heavy casualties. So, the combined force decided to use defensive air support to block the enemy fire. But I'd like to stress very strongly that Afghan and coalition forces conducted no raids on Afghan homes. This is particularly important as many civilians inside the buildings were killed. They didn't die because of the air support we used. They died because the insurgents launched attacks from civilian residences. Gentlemen, we realize that we've suffered some losses, but we have also weakened the enemy forces. 14 insurgents died and 30 were detained. Thanks to the operation, we recovered several Afghan uniforms as well as AK-47s and RPGs. The detained insurgents are being examined. We hope that they will lead us to other caches of weapons, IEDs, or possibly heroin and opium. Gentlemen, we are truly sorry about the death of civilians. But we must remember that nearly 90% of civilian casualties in Afghanistan are caused by terrorists and insurgents. In this operation, once again, insurgents purposely used civilian homes to attack Afghan forces. Tragically, they are using this tactic more and more often. In this way, they kill hundreds of innocent people. The Parwan operation resulted in the death of 7 women and 5 children. Additionally, 2 children were severely injured. I'd like to make it very clear that we are going to continue supporting the Afghan forces. Violence in Afghanistan can be stopped only if insurgents lay down their arms. Thank you for your attention.